This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Jared Payton joins us.
If you guys could have had a camera on me, because, you know, I'm an avid listener to the show and to the station. So when Lawrence was talking about how his feelings were, that if you would have seen me pumping my fist and hitting my steering wheel of the car, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly how I feel.
You like that?
I feel the exact same way. It's a different feel. And to take a part of what you guys were talking about a little bit earlier, just so you guys know I listen. Listen, I don't want to go chasing waterfalls.
Do me a favor. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Is that accidental, or are you trying to quote TLC on purpose?
I don't even understand the reference.
But it's hard not to when Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles put some TLC onto that interior line, right? It just makes you feel good.
What you do is proud. Because I don't want no scrubs.
You're not aware that's a TLC song.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You said chasing waterfalls. Now you're saying you don't want no scrubs.
I don't understand the reference.
It's like a tick.
You're the best. Appreciate
you.
All right, man.
One of the most underrated parts of the other guys is that.
As far as paperwork goes, we'll take care of it. You know why?
Why?
Ain't too proud to beg.
Come on.
What?
It's not funny anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not sure.
TLC references.
Still nothing. I swear to you.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a Friday afternoon. It is the nicest day of the year. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. People going to be out here wilding. But until then, you've got the Spiegel and Holmes show. Tanny is off today. Tyler is here hanging out, making sure we sound good. Shane is over there making sure that the guests are good. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. It is lovely outside, feeling the baseball vibes, talking tons of football, and it's March Madness in full swing. It's a really good sports time of the year.
Yeah, last night was...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, we were right there,
you
man.
You need your moments. You need your DePaul moments.
I got it. Last night was exhilarating, man. It really was. Even with the team losing last night, it was exhilarating to be a part of... Speak straight up, man. I was already like, I wonder if I can get a studio at the Fan for tomorrow, and then I could just... I could just go watch DePaul in the semifinal tomorrow night and do the show from New York.
Man, so you're that guy. It's happening all over the country. Like, alumni of universities are tuning in and, like, feeling the vibe, and then their work day gets taken over, and they start to think about making trips to catch the bullet train while it's still rolling.
Yeah, I also think that, you know, as you get older, there's a little bit more perspective, and there's probably some things that I missed out on because of the job. This fortunately can kind of connect the job to it, but I found myself going, yeah, if they advance, I'm going. Like, I'm going to New York if they advance. Well, and then they missed the front end of a 1-1 that would have put them up 10 with a minute 45 left. And then it ends up being a double overtime loss. But it was a really good run by DePaul. Love what Coach Holt is doing. The floor is put in Lincoln Park, and now we build from there.
If you love the sport, and I know you love college hoops, and you love the institution, and I know you love DePaul, then you're starting to feel it as it happens. If you love baseball and you love the Cubs, but more importantly, you love like baseball culture, you love experiencing newness of baseball culture, and you're a guy like me, or like a baseball lover, like perhaps you, the listener, maybe as things are starting to trickle in this past 24 hours, you're starting to feel it and being like, why the hell am I not in Japan? I mean, when this trip came up, Lawrence, I immediately, like, you do all the jokes.
Well, we joked about it when we were in Vegas.
And we joked about it. I joked about it in the hallway. Hey, Mitch, I think you should send the afternoon show to Vegas. Hey, Mitch, when you send the radio team to go cover the games, man, don't you need a sideline guy? And then every time I talk to any member of the Cubs organization at any level, like, hey, you guys need somebody else maybe go with you.
Need anyone to carry the bags?
Right. You need anybody for anything? Oh, God, it's so funny. And then somebody said, hey, Speaks, why don't you build like a little advertising package? Why don't you talk to one of your friends who like advertises
who
here on the station?
Over there.
Who could have sent me over? Maybe they could have sponsored it. Maybe I could be over in Japan right now talking about Russ Armstrong and the Chicago Window Guys or something like that.
Leave Russ out of it.
He's a beautiful man. He didn't do anything wrong. I didn't even bring it up to him.
He didn't know that you were thinking about going to Japan.
It's not his fault. I'm just sharing with the listeners what happens in the brain when you're trying to scheme your way to Japan.
Oh, good point.
So that's all. Like, I'm trying to scheme my way to Japan, but really none of those things ever got out of like the imaginary rambling phase, so it didn't happen. And I'm like, yeah, it's all right, it's gonna be fun. Seeing the videos of both teams at the parties and stuff and having fun, that was one thing. But seeing the videos today upon wake up of the workouts, 10,000 Japanese baseball fans showing up at the Tokyo Dome for about $13 a piece, going in there just to watch these teams work out. And Pete Crow Armstrong quoted in Zahadov's piece on The Athletic saying, I've definitely never seen that about a crowd watching workouts. Gives you a little insight into how much love they have for baseball here, combined with the five Japanese guys. I think it's pretty one of a kind having this many people watching us take BP, watching me catch fly balls behind my back and mess around a little bit. That's been the coolest part of today, the atmosphere of this practice. Why am I not there?
Well, remember what I said yesterday about the quote from the Japanese fan at the airport. Where he's like, I don't care if I see Shohei. I just know that I am breathing the same air
as crazy.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, and talking to your guy Steven Nelson at the end of yesterday's show, when he was just waking up in Japan and he was considering whether to have Japanese breakfast, not the band, but the item, or have a breakfast burrito.
He was leaning more burrito, I feel like.
My guy. We bonded on the breakfast burrito.
You guys very much, and you're both right, by the way, about the breakfast burrito.
It might be the world's perfect food item.
It's elite. Like, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. The breakfast burrito is elite. But I feel bad now because I think this is what's kind of put you on this road, is that
Steven, he's lying in bed looking outside the window talking about life in Japan as a baseball human.
And explaining what this is all like for Shohei Ohtani.
Has anybody watched The Avengers? Truly this man, like, he can't be a normal human. Anymore, anywhere, but especially here. I was joking with some members of our esteemed security staff, and I was like, hey, we got to the point where you got to like set up, you know, like underground paths for people, and shell game car rides and things like that. And he just kind of laughed, but he didn't deny it. So I don't know. Just to put it into context, last time I was here in Japan was the World Baseball Classic a couple years ago. And Lars Nootbaar, of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's half Japanese, just like I am, and he was playing for the Japanese national team, for, first, non-Japanese-born player to represent Samurai Japan. And he became, like, this national sensation in the country. And, Lars is a good player. Like, he just got to stay healthy for St. Louis, but he really endeared himself to the country of Japan here quickly. And he told me at that time, he's like, I walked outside just to, like, go get a snack at 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is a huge deal in Japan. And he's like, I got mobbed. So he's like, if that's happening to me, can you imagine what happens if Shohei Ohtani just steps foot outside in public? Like, so it's just... it's at a level you can't really imagine. Like, you see his face everywhere on billboards. So he's just kind of, a superhero. But the way he carries himself and compartmentalizes, you would never know it.
Yeah, your guy Steven Nelson definitely did whet my appetite.
He's on the Dodgers broadcast. He's going to be doing sideline stuff and breaking down some of the cultural stuff there inside of the Dodgers broadcast.
Yeah, man. He's half Japanese. Dave Roberts is half Japanese. I mean, there's a lot of connectivity. Obviously more so with the Dodgers than the Cubs, but plenty with the Cubs. And just it's seeing all the Cubs players embracing the opportunity and the coaches. And man, and part of it is I'm feeling bad for our friend Nico, who wishes he was there, because Nico is such an open-minded and thoughtful dude. And
he would really get something out of the trip.
This opportunity to take in an entire other baseball culture. It's really hit me over the last 24 hours or so.
Well, we're both like this too when it comes to baseball in particular. I've seen baseball in the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico,
man,
Nicaragua, and Costa Rica.
Damn.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And I had a colleague at DePaul who is from the Dominican Republic, and the way she would talk about baseball there, and you've been there, right?
Yeah.
To see baseball?
Yeah, I saw baseball. Like, I've seen like three or four different levels of baseball in the Dominican Republic, including a big time winter league game,
man,
at Aguilas versus Licey, in a stadium up in the mountains. And yeah, the passion is outrageous, and had an incredible experience there. But
and adding Japan, adding
that's the one,
because of the incredible baseball history.
Kicking myself, man.
Okay, don't kick yourself.
I am.
But I do. I understand.
Would anybody like
from
to kick me?
No.
Shane, Tyler, you guys want to kick? Come on, Shane.
Oh, you sound down.
Come on and kick me.
I'm too down to kick.
You got your problems.
Go, Weezer. Go, baby.
I'm sorry.
I like it.
I thought I'd throw that in.
That was solid.
But I get where you're coming from, and I think that's part of the wanderlust aspect that I was talking about, where these moments, we're spoiled, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're very spoiled, and I think that we're aware of it. We acknowledge it. You and I can go to any baseball game in the city and talk to players on the field. We get to be on the infield dirt. We get to do all of that stuff. We've seen clubhouses. We talk to managers.
I was just in Arizona walking around at the Cubs complex, going to the backfields, doing whatever, asking people, got a question, have an answer. We talked about it with Boog Shambi, that accessibility that you can have when you're part of the broadcast crew of like, I'm curious about something, I think I'll ask the person, and then you do.
But the thing is that even though we were driven by our fandom to get into this business, there's still a fandom there that has to be fed occasionally.
Yeah, and I should have fed it. Because, like, as you point that out, I'm reading this text, and he's right to point it out. Like, Spiegs, you could have gone if you wanted to. You aren't going because you're cheap. You wanted to go on the company dime, and I don't blame you. I know he's joking, but the truth is, I did all that, like, kind of scheming and thinking and trying, like, how can I get there? I should have just built a trip around it. And that's the thing. And maybe there's some listeners out there who can relate, or maybe seeing this and like, I personally, I've never been to Japan. I've always wanted to. I feel like I blew the opportunity to build a trip around these games and go.
Okay, but
aside from my entitlement as a multi-level baseball person of being involved somehow.
Well, let's make sure that when the next opportunity like this comes up, that you don't take it for granted. And yeah. And look, if and we go we, back we, to October, Shane, we were in the limo. Remember?
We were.
And we were saying to him.
We told him to go.
Yeah, we did.
But I have a good swap out for us.
Okay.
For today.
Okay.
What if we call GoFundMe's King, Bleacher Jeff, get his Tokyo update, and then as soon as he starts talking, hang up the phone?
No, I don't like that idea. I don't like
that. I think that would be fun for us and Bleacher Jeff.
He's a sweet guy.
Yeah, but he did a dumb thing. He is a sweet guy, but he did a dumb thing. And now his $5,000 worth of content is selfies on the airport, at the airport, saying the plane's pushing back in an hour.
Hey, you gotta wait. He shines when the game comes. When the game comes,
we'll see.
And he finds something to bang against out there, you know. And Jeff is doing his banging thing. That's when
that man live.
That's when his value really gets defined.
Let him live. But the bigger point about this, and we can get to know Tyler a little bit too. Is there something that's driving you? Like, for example,
yes, sir.
As I started classes at Alabama and went down there, and they had orientation, I was like, I think I should go. Like, I didn't have to go. I was taking classes online. Like, yeah. I didn't have to go, but I went. And when I went, I was like, oh, the thing's happening. I'm like part of this now.
Oh, and you want that. The way that you talk about Alabama and you take some pride in your team and such, you clearly felt something when you went down there and you were looking to feel it. And you were wanting to feel
100%.
It.
100%. So then the thing became, I need to go see an Iron Bowl. Like, not just I need to go see an Alabama game.
Yeah.
I need to see Alabama Auburn. I need to understand it. I need to be a part of it. So I went. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I'm in. Like, I'm in like all the way. It's the most meatball-y I get the way is watching Alabama football.
And the way you're talking about it, Lawrence, is crystallizing it for me. Just like you've had the opportunity to see baseball culture in those countries you mentioned, I've had the opportunity to see baseball culture in the Dominican. I missed a chance to see baseball culture in Japan up close.
You missed it, but you don't have to miss it again.
No, but I need to prioritize it. I need to prioritize it. Like, exotic baseball culture. Let me be that guy who chases it down.
Being in Nicaragua and seeing, like, murals of El Presidente, you know, like, and you sit there, you go, look at this. Like, look at this. Like, here, I can find out how Dennis Martinez, like, came up out of this. Like, there is something to it. I highly recommend, especially, and start thinking about it now. If you're a baseball fan, you need to go to Puerto Rico. And that's easy. You don't need a passport. And there is a rich baseball history. I snuck in to Hiram Bithorn Stadium and just walked around that place. And as someone who grew up playing catcher, like being in La Tierra de los Receptadores, like I was like, hey, mi gente, all of them, they're right here. Walking around that stadium, like as a baseball fan, you feel stuff. And you should go for all of that. Like, yeah,
I definitely should.
Speaks as your partner, I'm here to tell you, I 100% endorse you doing this.
Well,
because you need it.
You do. You do need it to just kind of keep that flame alive at times. And I wish I was there, but we are following along and looking forward to it. Hit and Run starts on Sunday morning, and I'll be doing essentially a post-game of the second exhibition game that's going on out there. I'll wake up early and watch that game, and it should be fun. And we'll talk plenty of White Sox as well on Sunday morning. So looking forward to that.
Lawrence, one question.
Sure?
You snuck into Puerto Rico?
No. Snuck into the stadium.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it was like... It was like Christmas time, and there wasn't a lot of stuff going on. So I went into the stadium and, you know, just kind of walked in and then just walked around. Right. And they have a whole mural of all of the great catchers who have come out of Puerto Rico. And just seeing that was incredibly inspiring. And there were like maintenance guys there, and they were kind of cutting the grass and stuff. And I'm like, I am snuck into this place. Where's a place, Shane, that was it Notre Dame for you, like going to South Bend the first time?
So I was at that first night game against USC, like the first night game in 30, 40 years or something like that. And the first time that they actually brought back a live music PA function as opposed to just the band, and the place just was rocking. So probably that night.
Tyler, what about you? Is there a place that you've gone or want to go because of the experience?
So I went to Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm a Nebraska Cornhusker fan and got it from my dad. And we went to a game and went to Lincoln for the first time last year. And I didn't realize until we went that was his first time going to that stadium as well. So it was kind of a cool moment being like that father-son for the first time going to Lincoln, Nebraska. Got to watch them lose, but it was still a good experience.
Doesn't even matter if they lost. You and your dad there together. That
part was awesome.
Do you guys remember your first father-son trip to Lincoln, Nebraska?
Next week, I'm grabbing my dad,
good.
And we're going
to
swing.
I've never been to Lincoln. I've been to Omaha, but I have not been to... And that's a regret of mine. I've never been to the College World Series. It's coming up.
Yeah, there's a bit of baseball culture that I need to drink up.
There, I mean, there's so much of it, and it enriches us. I'm in so support of this, Speaks, because it enriches us to do it. And look, the texter's right. You could theoretically still go. The games are just a few days away.
It's a couple of days away. Hmm. Let me check some ticket prices.
I'll get Groats in here. We'll do some stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll hang out.
Take out a loan against the 401k.
Actually, yeah, probably now.
At this point.
If you did it, it's not like me booking the trip to New York. That's easy.
Did Bleacher Jeff have an overrun? Like, did he make more than he needed, perhaps?
I'm sure.
Okay.
A slush fund?
I'm sure.
I'll glob onto his GoFundMe.
It's all good. I stay in this space, man. It's okay.
Yeah, it's the FOMO is real. I'm looking forward to waking up early next week and watching those games. That's going to be some fun.
Which is good. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about whether or not we feel like the Bears have found their third wide receiver.
We each had a guy that we wanted, and we've bandied that about. They signed one. Let's break down what he is and what he's all about.
That's next here on The Score.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Michael at home.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on The Score.
The play clock down to 2. They take the handoff. Daniels runs to his left, throws to his left, pass is caught. Touchdown, Commanders. Zacchaeus was left open for the back of the end zone. On 4th-and-2, they cash in for the first score of the game.
The Bears have a new wide receiver. What his role is on the team is, I think, up for debate. You are convinced that it's not.
I think he is the Ben Johnson wide receiver 3 guy. He is a guy who can play in the slot, but can also play all over. He's a guy who loves to block and is really, really good at blocking. And as we know, Ben says, no block, no rock. You don't block, then you don't get targets. He's also a guy who can be a punt returner, and I know you want to talk about that, and you should, but he caught 45 balls last year. This is a dude who, for 1 month period where three of those times he led the Commanders in targets. Like when guys got hurt and when necessary, Jaden Daniels looked for him. You don't think of him as a capable, legit wide receiver, maybe because he was an undrafted free agent. And after he was done with his rookie time in Atlanta, he was on a one-year deal in Philly and then a one-year deal in Washington and now a one-year deal with the Bears. But I think he is a viable wide receiver three for what Ben Johnson needs.
I'm not saying that he's not. And if he ends up being wide receiver three, I'm not saying that I have a problem with it. I just see him maybe filling more of a need on special teams for the Bears. Here's a name that we haven't mentioned in a long time.
Okay.
Remember Tyler Scott?
Barely. I'll be honest. Barely.
Remember that?
He's got one more year on a rookie deal?
Yeah. I really thought that he would be more. Like when watching his tape at Cincinnati, I'm like, okay, like there's definitely something here.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that there's still a lot of good receivers that are still available that might be able to. And having great depth is not a bad thing.
No. So, and I'm not saying that. Like, there could be another, like a wide receiver four, or you think somebody could jump in as a wide receiver three?
I think there's still a chance that there can be a wide receiver three here. And if you look at what he's done as a special teamer, there's a lot of. I think this is a very solid move. I don't want to act like it's not.
They need a dude and they need a depth dude.
Absolutely.
And they need a guy who can block and do a lot of things.
And you probably need someone to return for you because that became a thing last year because you trusted Velus again.
Yeah.
And then he fumbled immediately when you trusted him. This now gives you another option of someone to replace. Velus went to two different teams last year, right?
I think so. He went to the non-Bears and again to the non-Bears.
Was he Atlanta? Titan for a minute?
It might have been a Titan.
It was Atlanta.
It was Atlanta, right? Because okay. I remember the Cordero Patterson.
Jacksonville too as well, right?
Jacksonville. I always get them confused.
Shane's my Velus guy. Like he's just always there with Velus information. Built like a baby horse. Wasn't that what it was? Something like
healthy
that?
Healthy as a baby horse.
Thank you very much. Not built like a baby horse. You remember that? That'd be awkward.
You guys remember that time when the Bears are like, he's a running back now?
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember that?
Yo, real quick, wasn't Jacksonville, it was Carolina.
Oh, see?
Same thing.
As the Velus guy, sorry about that.
Let me tell you, in terms of Bears cast-offs and places they could go, Jacksonville might as well be Carolina. Am I right? Like, especially in March, nobody knows or cares. Damn it. So let me ask you this. If they are going to add another wide receiver, either a veteran like you're talking about, or maybe in the draft, what characteristic is missing? As you look at DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, big-bodied Rome Odunze.
You got the big body guy. Uh-huh. You also have the run-after-catch guy.
The yak machine.
Yak machine. You've got that.
Yes, and now you have the really strong blocker, like thick-bodied return type.
What if I added another position and said you kind of need a pass-catching tight end?
Well, you definitely could use that, but stick with the wide receivers.
Okay, I got off track.
I think they're missing a specific characteristic. Blinding, burning speed. Like, and think about when you're Ben Johnson and you're building your wide receiver core, Jameson Williams changed things for them.
He did.
Because all of a sudden, you could send him deep on play action, or you could use him on your shallow crosses and watch him outrun people, or you could run one of your trick plays and get him going. So I would not be surprised if the Bears draft a raw, speed-burning wide receiver.
Top-off-the-defense type dude.
Exactly.
But wasn't that supposed to be Tyler Scott?
I think of the batch... He was the fastest guy of the batch.
Is it possible
Ben wasn't here, man.
Is it possible that Ben looks at that and goes, I can help him.
I can use him for this. Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. And hopefully it's happening right now. Wouldn't you say they got an extra mini camp because he's the new coach?
April 7th, the Bears will go to their extra mini camp.
Hey, man.
Everyone who doesn't have a new coach has to wait until the 20th or 21st. The Bears can start 2 weeks early.
So don't you think there's a list of dudes that Ben's going to get to watch up close and check out up close and run some testings on?
Want him?
Say, want him?
Don't want him.
Need to draft a replacement, you know, or look for a replacement. Or secondary free agents who are still going to be out there. There'll be dudes who are out there. But I find myself looking around at Burners, Isaiah Bond of Texas, who runs a 4.39. You know? So, like, we've got time, but that's the characteristic that I think is missing.
Yes. When we come back, there's going to be more Bears conversation because my partner, he happens to be an expert at reading body language. I don't know if you knew this. I don't know where he got the credentials from. Southern New Hampshire University wherever.
Body Language University.
Body Language U.
Online.
He got his degree there just like I did. And he's going to tell you about something that he saw yesterday that is worth discussing. And I guess what? I agree with them. It's next here on The Score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.